Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Donnie, what do you got for us?
This is Chris Trapasso from CBS. So we could... I was looking for one that our buddy Ryan Wilson put out, but I don't know if he did one, so I just got one of his... guys from CBS.
Well, he will join us they've at 5:30.
They've got a phalanx. They have got a whole roster of dudes at CBS just pumping out mocks. Ryan, of course, is our favorite of that bunch.
He's Carnegie Mellon approved.
The guy
he comes
from
one of the great universities or colleges in all of America.
The guy I golf with, the Tall Dave guy, was Tall Dave from CMU.
Which is Tall Dave one of those, like, you know, tiny whatevers where it's the opposite, like the mobsters, like Tiny
no,
Tony
he,
was
no, no,
actually
was
the
like
guy that was 6'8".
No, he was like 6'4". Tall Dave was like 6'4". He was a literal nickname. That would be like small-headed Mulsey or something like that. Okay, anyway, Donnie.
So he has a couple of receivers going early, which you would think the Bills, which that can be a whole other discussion, what the hell they're doing. But he has Ladd McConkey going to them to start the round. A.D. Mitchell goes to the Patriots. After that, go down a couple of picks. Pick number 39, that's where we see Mr. Powers Johnson going. So the Steelers don't get him.
Is that the Chargers or the
Panthers? That's the Panthers.
Panthers.
Pick.
This is the Panthers. Panthers and Chargers are the two teams that need
ahead of them.
Yeah, who pick ahead of them, who need
he
one.
He has the Chargers taking Keon Coleman since they took.
Wide receiver from Florida State. He catches a lot of footballs.
A Malzy guy, Max Melton, he goes the next pick. He goes to the Commanders at pick 40. A couple of linebackers after that. We get down to – now, here's some interesting ones that get close to the Steelers that I think they would take note in. So, Johnny Newton from Illinois, a lot of people expected him to go in the first round. He has him going 49th to Cincinnati. Very close to the Steelers pick.
I think people have actually comped him to, like, Geno Atkins, who Cincinnati would obviously be quite familiar with. Like, a smallish guy, but just nonstop and gives people
fits.
They
lost DJ Reader in free agency to Detroit, so that would fill a hole for them. Plus, Trey Hendrickson is requesting a trade.
Roman Wilson, 50th to the Eagles. And then at 51, that big guy, that big red guy in the jug, is about to jump through the wall. To the Steelers.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Okay, I have a take on this.
So here's a wild one. A couple of picks later, Cooper DeJean. He has him falling to 53.
Holy cow. Who takes him at 53?
The Eagles, of course.
So the Eagles would get Quinyon Mitchell
possibly
and
the two best corners
Cooper
in
DeJean
the
in the draft.
Something else of note. Five picks later, the Cowboys end up with Zach Frazier at 56.
Oh, okay. They'd love that.
Okay.
I think DeJean or Frazier would be the pick over McKinstry.
I agree with that. I honestly, if Frazier's there, I know that corner is more valuable, and you guys have heard me harp ad infinitum about how it's more valuable than center. But at that point, I think I would take the center because it's Frazier, and I think he's plug and play, man.
I got to be honest with you guys. McKinstry is one of these guys like King from Penn State, where when the college football season started, he was looked at as a top 10 pick. And then by the end of the year, the other corner there, Arnold, was looked at as a better player than him.
He was sliding.
So, hey, Nick Saban coached corners and defensive backs. hard to say no to them. I mean, look at Levi Wallace. Not really big on talent, but has turned himself into a serviceable defensive back. I think his coaching and, you know, getting brought up on the fundamentals of the position by Saban, who coaches the defensive backs there at Alabama, helped him carve out a nice NFL career, even though he's not a great player. That they make that pick. The reason why I would not come on the air and praise it is because of the guys they would leave on the board in that situation.
I would feel differently if DeGene was gone, if Frazier was gone.
I feel much differently because here's the take I had originally for you before you told me that those two guys were still there. A lot of what I have, well, I can even save this, but I would, if it's at 51 and Frazier's gone and you're asking me generally corner or wide out there, I would actually say corner, which I don't think most people in town would, because I trust them less deeper in the draft to find guys and develop them. So if the idea is that a player closer to the top of the draft is inherently safer, that's what I would rather have at corner.
Jeremiah and Brugler, by the way, have McKinstry as a first-round graded player. So, I mean, like, the other stuff aside, if they picked him at 51, according to two of the biggest draft experts, they'd get a first-round talent.
If Frazier is gone and it's McKinstry there at 51 somehow and DeGene still falls, or DeJean.
DeGene. For me.
I thought DeGene. You were giving me the pronunciation you prefer. Yeah, I would want DeJean too. Can we just agree on
it's
one?
It's DeGene. I heard that's what they said last night. The only person that said DeJean is Palazzolo, and I honestly think he did that just to F with us. All right, how about the third round picks,
Donnie? So we hit round three. I'll stop at pick 77 here, the Raiders. They picked the apple of fake John and Robinson's eye.
I knew that's why you were going to stop there. Big Spence.
Spencer Rattler goes to the Raiders at 77.
He will buy... I know this for a fact. They draft him. He will have a Rattler, whatever number he's going to wear, jersey within a week. Within a week.
He has the Steelers going with another defensive back, Javon Bullard from Georgia. I believe he's the safety. I might be getting him mixed up with the other one, who I think is Tyke Smith.
Tyke Smith, yeah.
One of those guys is more of a slot corner.
Would you like me to tell you?
Yeah, if you could get
I'll Brugler it. I'll Brugler it for you.
I don't like the idea of taking a safety who might move into the slot with the third round pick, especially after you just took a corner in this draft.
Van Prant goes right ahead of them.
I hate that pick. And then who's the second third round pick, the Kenny pick?
And then we go down to 98. It's Malik Washington, the wide receiver from Virginia.
So I'm looking up Bullard right now. On Brugler's thing, I think he has both he and Tyke Smith listed as safeties because I looked through all the corners, Donnie.
Yeah, they're both listed as safeties, but if you look at like their snap counts, one of them played a ton in the slot.
When we come in on Monday, we'll react to what they probably did Friday night, Friday night. If that's the way Friday night goes for them, those picks, I will not feel – I'll love what they did last night with Fautanu, but I will be very, very, very –
underwhelmed.
Yeah, I will not be a huge fan of everything else that they do if that's what we're left with.
Hey, Pony.
No center.
What would you like to see them do on day two of the draft?
Well, we could talk about that next, Malzi.
It's almost like I planned it that way.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.